Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody all over North America, people on the highways, the byways, people on the East Coast, the West Coast, down South, Midwest, everything in between. Shout outs to the food delivery people. Much love to the officers, the first responders, the veterans, the bartenders, the cooks, the chefs, my people holding it down. If you're holding it down, I know you out there. I appreciate you. Okay, I don't know what you're doing, but thank you for being here. The show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Audacy app, AUDACY. You can lock in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 375. And if you got a smart speaker, be smart. Ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Okay, we've talked about the firing of Brian Daboll as head coach of the New York Giants. Assistant head coach, offensive coordinator Mike Kafka is going to go ahead and take things over. Hopefully Jackson Dart is healthy enough to see his way through the season, all them damn concussions that he's been evaluated for. We talked about that big win over the weekend, Indiana, with that crazy catch. Omar Cooper coming through with that touchdown. Looks like Brian Kelly, he wants all $54 million of his contract from LSU. Joe Burrow is on his way back. He's apparently been practicing. Today's first day back at practice for the Cincinnati Bengals. Joe Burrow thinks that they still got a shot to make the postseason and win the AFC North. They do. It's a long shot, but it's still a possibility. And as we continue on with the show, we got more to do. In a few minutes, we'll talk about Monday Night Football. Eagles and the Packers, they're going to get started in about an hour from now. We'll talk about the New England Patriots, who are now rolling. You got Buffalo, the Bills, who are reeling. The Steelers take an ugly Sunday Night Football loss last night against the Chargers. And there's so much more to get into. We got some guests who are going to join us as well. How about this? In about 20 minutes, we're going to be joined by Patricia Traynor. Covers all things New York Giants for Sports Illustrated. And in the next hour, we'll have a conversation with Luke Easterling. Covers all things NFL for Athlon Sports. If you want to be a part of the show, you can. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You got the internet? Good. You can find me there. I am at JR Sport Brief all over the damn place, so feel free to shoot me a holler. We just gave you an update on Joe Burrow. Back to practicing. He's like, yeah, maybe I'll be back for Thanksgiving against the Baltimore Ravens. It's a possibility. And then we got another quarterback. He might be on his way back as well. The San Francisco 49ers got a record of 6-4. Just told you that they lost to the Rams yesterday, 42-26. Matthew Stafford playing out of his mind. Another four touchdowns yesterday. I think he's now at, what, 21 or 25 for the season? not throwing an interception. I think he got one or two. Now he's doing some damage. But Brock Purdy, who's been dealing with a shoulder issue and a toe issue himself, it appears that he is on his way back to play for the San Francisco 49ers. I mean, they got the Arizona Cardinals up next, which is good because the Cardinals, well, they stink. And yesterday, Kyle Shanahan was asked about Purdy, and he talked about his chances of returning sooner rather than later.
At some point, do you just have to play him knowing that he's not going to be 100%?
Yes, it depends on how close to 100% he gets. Our dilemma, or what we're trying not to do, is put him out in the situation we did versus Jacksonville 5 weeks ago or six, whatever it was. So I do believe he's closer and further along than what he was at that time. So hopefully he'll have a chance this week.
Yeah, and then he came back and he got hurt. He re-aggravated that injury. And so Mac Jones has been 5-3 as a starter for the 49ers. And I know there have been conversations about, oh my God, they have to keep, you know, Mac Jones in there, and it's just, they have to keep him in. No, bro. It's simple. They didn't just give Brock Purdy $265 million to sit on the bench. And who the hell is going to take him? They got to put Brock Purdy back in the game. Like, what message are you sending to the organization, just top to bottom? Will you just gyp the quarterback that you've just kind of lucked into for the past several seasons, and now this is the first season where you ultimately have to pay him? I just think that would be bad juju, bad karma. It just sends the wrong message throughout the course of the organization. Let Brock Purdy lose his job. Okay, don't let it boil down due to injury. This is not a Kyler Murray situation. Let the team be healthy. Okay, it's been pretty amazing what has taken place with the 49ers this year. To be quite honest, I'm still surprised that they entered into yesterday's game with a record of 6-3. Like, they got smacked to reality by the Los Angeles Rams. But with Christian McCaffrey pretty much holding down most of the offensive load, you know, Deebo Samuel's now playing on the other side of the country with Washington. I just never felt confident in the 49ers. And so they got the Cardinals up next. Good. That should allow them to improve their record to 7-4. But Brock Purdy might be back out there sooner than later. Just put Mac Jones on the bench. Don't expect anything more. The 49ers are going to be out here looking for a wild card spot. I mean, outside of that, I like the Rams. They could certainly, I think, go back to the Super Bowl. And then we got two teams that are going to play in about an hour from now. I think both of these teams can go to the Super Bowl. It might be an NFC Championship game preview later on today with the Eagles and the Packers. Two teams with two different scenarios and situations so far this season. Obviously, the Philadelphia Eagles, 6-2, coming off of a Super Bowl victory. They're coming off of a bye. Last time we saw them, they beat up on the New York Giants. And the Eagles, quite frankly, have also beat up on the Packers. They've defeated them three straight times. Eagles are just, I don't want to say coasting throughout the season. People are finding reasons to complain about them. A.J. Brown is complaining about not getting the ball or getting the ball. Past couple of weeks, A.J. Brown has been out with a hamstring issue. And now being back up in cold Green Bay, Wisconsin, are we going to see him? Yeah, we'll see. We have no idea. Anyway, this team has been rolling. People complaining in Philadelphia, a two-game winning streak for the Eagles. They're not going to have Cam Jurgens. He's out with a knee. That's their center. So who knows how many times or if and when they run the tush push. And they just acquired Jair Alexander. Now, he's not going to be available today as well. But the Eagles, I feel like they have to do their best just to get through the season. We've seen them win a Super Bowl. I think they can still certainly go out there and do it again. Jalen Hurts, looking at the team's offense, Saquon just had his first 100-yard rushing game against the New York Giants. How you feeling about the offense, Mr. Hurts?
In the end, it's the same mentality of whatever works. Ultimately, I think efficiency is more important than anything else. And so I think as a team, if we can do that, you know, do that as a team, as an offense, we'll put ourselves in a really good, you know, position.
I mean, offense should be in a good position. Okay, they had a week off. Think about what's a capacity. A.J. Brown is going to be out there running around. He's not on the injury report. Saquon Barkley also not on the injury report. And so this is just a season of, from the Eagles. There's nothing exciting on offense. There's nothing exciting on defense. Fans are complaining that it's too cookie cutter, even though Jalen Hurts has 15 touchdowns and only one interception. They don't throw the ball enough. Or they haven't been efficient running. It's like nothing is ever good enough for the Eagles, but they walk away with victories and wins all the time. Now, meanwhile, if you're the Green Bay Packers, you legitimately have reason to worry about your offense. Okay, you got plenty to complain about. I mean, you got Tucker Kraft, who is out for the season with a torn ACL, basically leading the way with 500 yards receiving and 6 touchdowns. And now they have to go out there and replace that production? Are we going to go ahead and expect Luke Musgrave to pick some of that up? I doubt it. This is going to be a tough one. Even a quarterback, Jordan Love, is just like, yeah, you lose Tucker Kraft, you lose a big part of our offense.
I think there's a lot of things that Tucker did a very good job of, whether it's blocking, obviously his impact in the passing game. But I think all those things will be missed by him. So it's, I think it's on, everybody in that tight end room and other receivers, things like that, to step up.
Yeah, well, I mean, you think about some of the injuries. Okay, you got Romeo Dobbs. You still have Christian Watson. Matthew Golden, they went ahead and drafted him. There's some big expectations there. And then, like, one dude they're missing is Jaden Reed. Okay, broken collarbone, busted up foot. Who knows if and when we'll even see him this season. But Jordan Love has also been one of the better quarterbacks this year. 13 touchdowns to 3 interceptions. They're going to have to go out there and get the job done. And the fact that they really haven't been able to beat the Eagles, you know there's some added motivation. Head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Matt LaFleur, he was asked about this game just being a measuring stick. These are the champs.
I view all these games the same. And in regards to, I think every week is a measuring stick to see, can you go out there and perform at your best? I mean, that's really all you can ask anybody is to play up to your standard, your capabilities.
Oh, come on. Well, the coach is going to say that, right? Every game is this. Every game is that. Let's ask the guy who actually has to play. Jordan Love, y'all haven't been able to go out there and beat the Eagles recently. Isn't it important to do that tonight?
They're a good team. Obviously, two losses against them last year. So it's going to be a test. You know, we know that. It's Monday Night Football. It'll be a great atmosphere. And it's going to be a test. It's going to be a bounce back week for us. And, like I said, we just got that mindset to focus on us and our process.
Yeah, see, this is what happens when you get good coaches. You hear how they just lavish the other team, showering them with praise. Don't give any bulletin board material. The coaches don't sound like complete jerks. They're just out here doing their job. This is how good teams operate. This is how good teams sound. I mean, even Nick Sirianni, who is just Captain Stumble-a-Ton, he talked about Jordan Love, and he was praising him.
A lot of respect for how he runs the offense and how he can, read through things, accurate as a passer, able to make plays with his feet, tough. And so a lot of respect for him, and I continue to see him get better as we continue to play them.
Listen, I don't think I'm going out on a limb here. This game has to be better than that slop fest that we got last night. I mean, that game between the Steelers and the Chargers was just nauseating. Like, I'm watching the game and I'm saying to myself, like, this is Steelers football when they lose. Okay, we got to watch a field goal here. Maybe a guy gets a safety there. Like, there's certain games. And I like the Steelers when they're playing defense. This year's version of them, eh, not so sure. I like the Steelers that play defense. I like the Steelers that go ahead and punch you in the mouth. And then they turned some of their games into rock fights. Last night they ended up losing, but it happened to be one of those rock fights. Tonight's Monday Night Football matchup between the Green Bay Packers and the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't think this is going to be as ugly as what we got last night. I think we're going to get a good game. I think this might be one of those games that just turns into a field goal. I think it'll come down to the wire. Even though this is going to be in Green Bay, I think what we have here is a pick'em game. It's really that simple. The Green Bay Packers are one of the more well-rounded teams in the NFL. Strong on offense, strong on defense. And the Philadelphia Eagles, albeit they are not exciting, they like to kind of grind you into the ground. I'm going to give if I had to flip a coin pretty much to determine who I think is going to win, I'm going to take the Eagles on the road. And I think the Packers are going to fall to 5-3-1, but I do believe this is going to be a close one. Bacha, what are your thoughts on this game tonight? Who do you think is going to pick up the victory?
When I look at the Packers offense, they have names. Josh Jacobs, great. And then Jordan Love, though he's inconsistent, he's still talented. I just think that the Eagles off a bye, rested, fully healthy now, except for the center, of course, they should be able to come out firing, and you had an extra week to plan for this game. So I think the Eagles should come out and win this one.
Should. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, this is – they won a Super Bowl last year. There's some high expectations for them to be – maybe not to just go ahead and repeat, but to be back in the mix. And I know everybody wants to play it cool and everybody's calm, everybody's collected. This is the type of game. The Packers won't say it. The Packers, they're going to be – it's going to be in their brains if they have to go into the postseason knowing that they haven't been able to beat the Eagles. And the Eagles, one thing that they've had to battle is just success. You know, you got a guy like A.J. Brown when the team is winning complaining about his touches. And I guess sometimes people – They gotta drum up some type of controversy. But these are two teams. This very well might be an NFC championship matchup. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back on the other side of the break, unfortunately, the next team that we are going to discuss, they will not be competing for a Super Bowl. Damn it, the last time they saw a Super Bowl, some guy named Eli Manning was still playing. Now you see him on commercials and on Manning Cast. We're going to have a conversation about the New York Giants, okay? We know that they just fired their head coach, Brian Daboll, today. You have a quarterback in Jackson Dart who is back in concussion protocol. And Joe Shane, the general manager, is going to stick around. You got injuries to neighbors and Scataboo. There's a lot of questions with the New York Giants. And we have a great guest who's going to come through and help us out. We're going to have a conversation with Patricia Traynor, covers all things Giants for Sports Illustrated. We'll have that conversation on the other side of the break. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
I know somebody that needs their day brightened up. I mean, still getting paid, though. It's the former head coach of the New York Giants, Brian Daboll. We learned that he was given the axe earlier today by the Mara and Tisch family. New York Giants will move forward Mike Kafka as their new interim head coach. This is their sixth coach since 2016. It looks like they might have found their franchise QB, although he's been kind of busted up quite a bit this year with the concussions and Jackson Dart. The New York Giants, a record right now, unfortunately, of 2-8. But is there some hope here? To talk about the Giants as someone who's covered them for SI, also the Locked On Giants podcast, welcome back to the show, Patricia Traynor. Patricia, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well. Always a pleasure to have you on the show. Were you surprised earlier today? I know there have been quite a few leads that the Giants have blown. Were you surprised that they got rid of Brian Daboll today?
I was. I mean, I thought there was an outside chance that something would happen. I was thinking maybe Shane Bowen, the defensive coordinator, might be the one that went. I thought they might stick with Daboll until the end of the year, but I knew that his days were numbered. Let's put it that way.
Now, is that just because of the losses and the blown games? You thought they would get rid of him at the end of the season? I thought that if they showed a little bit of life throughout the season, at least just with Jackson Dart, they would allow him to see that through, but then they just said, no thanks, goodbye.
Yeah, I mean, I think it went a little deeper than that. I mean, I rattled off a list of things that have continued to haunt Daboll throughout his tenure, from player development. You know, you see players going backwards. The discipline, the lack of discipline, the sloppiness, the unpreparedness at the start of the season. So I think it was just more than what we have seen on the surface. And then, of course, you know, four straight losses where they blow it on the road after having a 10-point lead, it just kind of added up. And then you look at, you know, how he handled Jackson Dart with constantly running the kid and the concussion threat that finally came to pass. I think it was just a matter of time that all those things would just boil over and this we would be in this position.
Patricia Train is here with us, covers all things New York Giants. We know that general manager Joe Shane, he's been kind of in the spotlight and the firing line as well, especially with that series last year, that HBO series that showcased the departure of Saquon Barkley. Are you surprised that he's staying on, or is it just a matter of maintaining continuity?
I'm a little surprised because, look, you know, what's happened to the Giants isn't one person's fault. I think you have to share the blame across the board. But that being said, I think the Giants were reluctant to blow it up. They, in their statement to the media, they said that Shane had developed or put together some good young core talent. So I suspected that would buy him additional time. Whether that's the right move moving forward, well, that depends on, you know, what happens, I guess, over the next several weeks and next year. But I can't say I'm shocked, because I always thought that Shane was on more stable ground than Daboll.
Well, Patricia, you talk about the young talent that they've been able to bring in. Obviously, you have Jackson Dart, who's now being evaluated for a concussion for the fourth time in a short career. Malik Nabers blows out his ACL. Cam Scadaboo breaks his ankle. What can a Giants fan just look forward to the rest of the season, or is this just maybe turn the other way, it's a car wreck?
Yeah, I mean, some Giant fans will tell you they're looking forward to seeing how high in the draft order the Giants are going to be. But, you know, I don't think Jackson Dart is going to be out for the season. I mean, worst case scenario, I think what everybody's hoping for is that he just misses 1 week. But, you know, I think if he were out for the season, then it would be like, okay, what's the purpose to tune in for? But I think the kid will be back. And what I'm kind of curious to see, and, you know, I don't know if others feel the same way, is can Kafka, who has been considered as a head coaching candidate the last several years, can he be the guy moving forward? Because, you know, you talk about continuity. Can Kafka bring that continuity with Jackson Dart? He had a big say in, you know, the kid's development, and who knows, if it works out that he shows that he has the chops to be the head coach and he's willing to make some changes on the staff, maybe he gets the job on a full-time basis.
Patricia Train is here with us, covers the Giants for SI as well as Locked On Podcast Network. You talk about the development of Jackson Dart. I mean, he's performed very well given the lack of, like, high-end offensive weapons. What's your evaluation of what you've seen from him so far this season?
Yeah, I think he's got a lot of promise. I mean, he's a kid who makes good decisions, quick decisions. He's a little on the reckless side, which I don't particularly care for. You know, it's like, you know, there's a time and a place to give up and live to see the next down, and I don't know that he is thoroughly, you know, if he thoroughly understands that. So he's got to be a little bit smarter, but, you know, very coachable. He brings a ton of energy. He brings that moxie to the locker room. His teammates love him. His coaches love him. So, you know, I think they found themselves a good leader that they just haven't seen, since Eli Manning, really. And he's different from Eli Manning in that Jackson's a little bit more expressive on the field, but, you know, he's got a really bright future ahead of him if he can stay healthy and just continue to develop.
Well, Patricia, it's kind of odd that historically you think about the New York Giants when they've had success. The defense has been a benchmark, and they have some big names at least up front. Dexter Lawrence, I know he's been criticized more recently from Carl Banks for his lack of production. It's opened up things for Brian Burns. What's going on with the defense? We don't hear too much about the Giants' defense this year.
Well, the defense is underperformed. I mean, for all the talent that they have, for them to be like ranked at the bottom of the league in the major stat categories, they have underperformed. And the defensive coordinator, Shane Bowen, who, quite honestly, I thought he would be the one to get fired today, I don't know that what he believes in, philosophically speaking, is a match for the talent that the Giants have. I just don't think that's a good fit. And, you know, I understand why that union came to be, but I would hope moving forward that they would get a defensive coordinator in here whose philosophy better matches the talent. Because right now, I'm telling you, they're just not getting their money's worth out of that defense. And that defense, in my opinion, is a lot better than what it has shown.
Well, Patricia, the 2-8 record, a quarterback in concussion protocol, a head coach who was just fired. We're already 10 games into the season here for the New York Giants. What does this mean? It just in regards to resetting, are we looking at years here? Because after six coaches now and since 2016, it just seems like it's a reset every single season. I guess the bright point, is it just Jackson Dart or is there more?
I mean, there's more. Once you get back a healthy Malik Nabers and a healthy Cam Scadaboo, the Giants have a decent young core of players that's developing. Now, they're going to have to fill in some other holes that, you know, haven't quite been addressed just yet. But they do have a young core, and basically what they just need is for that core to develop and mature together. And, you know, I think that's one of the reasons why they didn't get rid of Joe Shane. They figured, okay, you know what? Let's keep the continuity there, because otherwise we have to start from scratch. And, you know, the new GM's going to want his own people. And in addition to the new head coach, now we've got to do things differently in the scouting area. So I think that's why they kind of kept it, and they're kind of just going to build on, you know, the foundation that's already in place.
And Patricia, as we get into the offseason, I hate to hit the fast forward button on the Giants, but you had mentioned the fact with their record, they're going to have another high pick. What is that situation? What are some areas of need for the New York Giants? And then what is their financial situation if they wanted to bring in players via free agency next year?
Well, free agencies, they're going to need to do some work on the cap. They've got, at last check, 10 contracts that are over $10 million each. All right, they're very, very top heavy. So they are definitely going to have to do some work on their cap. As far as their needs next year, they definitely need a second wide receiver, a playmaking wide receiver, because as we're seeing now without Malik Nabers, their wide receiver core leaves a lot to be desired. So, you know, you definitely want to get another guy in there. I think, you know, linebacker will potentially be another need because, you know, they've just been hurting there. And I don't know necessarily if they're going to go forward with Bobby Okereke, who's one of the big contracts that they have on the books next year. They're obviously going to need to, you know, decide on a long-term kicker because no way Graham Gano is coming back next year. I just don't see it. They probably could use more help in the trenches, offensive line and defensive line. They definitely need another cornerback because, you know, Cordell Flott is going to be an unrestricted free agent. I don't know if he's going to be the long-term answer, but they can't go forward with Deontay Banks opposite of Paulson and Debo. So they have a bunch of needs. I would say right now probably more so on the defensive side of the ball, but definitely, you know, if I had to prioritize them, I would put wide receiver as the top need in the draft next year.
Yeah, the New York Giants, they need health, they need help, they need a whole lot. But Brian Daboll, he'll be certainly watching from the sidelines. What was the experience like covering Brian Daboll? I mean, we've seen some of his behavior towards players and his own staff. We hear him when he speaks to the media. How was that experience covering him, Patricia?
Well, for me personally, I never had a problem with Daboll. I always got along with him. You know, he was always nice and cordial to me. From a media perspective, you know, sometimes you could just tell that when he wasn't in the mood to really speak to the media because he would give really short, you know, answers, snippy answers, if you will. You know, and it was always like, I understand the question. I understand you have a job to do, but, you know, so it just, he went from being a little bit more cooperative in his first season and just gradually that pulled back. And I don't know if it was just, you know, the stress of the job, or I don't know what the answer was. You know, nobody was expecting him to give up state secrets, but sometimes, you know, he was just curt with the media, and I'm not really sure if it was always warranted.
Do you think, well, he's a football lifer, we know about his experience with the Bills, do you see him back on the sidelines somewhere as an assistant or coordinator somewhere next year?
I could see that happening. I mean, you know, as an offensive coordinator, you know, there are just some guys that, you know, are a better coordinator than they are a head coach. It's just how it works out, you know. And I think Daboll can be one of those guys where, you know, maybe he's just not cut out to be a head coach. Maybe he's better suited to be a coordinator moving forward. I mean, you don't know unless you try. And, you know, he tried, gave it his best, and it just unfortunately did not work out for him.
It didn't work out. We'll see if he gets another opportunity to be a head coach elsewhere. We'll see if he's a coordinator somewhere else as well. Hey, Patricia, thank you so much for lending your expertise and your knowledge on the New York Giants. Tell everybody where they can follow you and all your work.
Yeah, so you can find my podcast, Locked On Giants Podcast. It's on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find my written work on New York Giants on SI, which is part of the SI family. On X, you can find me at Patricia_Traina, T-R-A-I-N-A. I'm also on Blue Sky and Threads and Instagram at Patty Traina, P-A-T-T-I-T-R-A-I-N-A.
Hey, we always appreciate you coming on by, Patricia. We'll catch you soon down the line, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Thank you so much. Patricia Traina covers all things New York Giants to have a chat with us about the firing of Brian Daboll and what could be in store for the New York Giants and really their fan base. Like, if I'm a Giants fan, I'm just, I'm done. I'm like, can we get to February? Can we get to April, March? Can we get to the draft? Can we just get to next year? Just another lost season for an organization that's, they're used to having success. Not recently. Life after Eli has not been fun for the New York Giants. Not by any stretch of the imagination. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life. The easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Just a few health questions. You can get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. When we come back, you know, let's talk about a team. Man, they've had success. Brian Daboll used to be a part of their organization as well. Multiple times, Brian Daboll was with the New England Patriots as a coach. The Patriots are rolling right now on a 7-game winning streak. Yeah, let's talk about those Pats on the other side of the break. And then we got a team in the division with them. The AFC East, the Buffalo Bills, are they going in the right direction? Or are they going in the wrong direction? We'll get into that on the other side. Let's talk some AFC East. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. And right now it's time for a news flash. Here he is. It's Rich Ackerman.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. You're about 30 minutes away from kickoff in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Monday Night Football, we got the Green Bay Packers We got the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm going to go, and we discussed this in the beginning of the hour. I'm going to go with the Eagles to walk away with a victory, but this should be a close one. This is almost one of those pick'em style games. But when it comes down to these Monday night matchups, these any of these matchups, and we know this, it's any given Sunday. On a Monday or a Thursday or whatever day, you step out onto that football field, anybody could get it. But we should get a good game tonight between Green Bay and Philadelphia. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Thank you to Patricia Traynor for joining us. Covers all things New York Giants for SI as well as Locked On. And so we appreciate her expertise. If you're a Giants fan, you're trying to figure out what's going on, what's happening, and the cap situation, what may happen with the coaching job or coaching position, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app and listen to that convo we just had with Patricia Traynor. Now, one of the things that we discussed is the future of their head coach, Brian Daboll. What happens to him? He was the offensive coordinator for the Buffalo Bills. He spent time in college at Alabama with Nick Saban. Also spent plenty of years off and on with the New England Patriots and their organization when Bill Belichick was still there. And so there's quite a few places that he's familiar with. And then as it relates to the Patriots, I mean, damn, what a role that they are currently on. New England Patriots beat the Bucs yesterday, 28-23. Drake May is, I think, firmly kind of established himself as one of the best young quarterbacks in the game. 270 yards passing, two touchdowns yesterday. You got Trayvon Henderson rushing the ball, two TDs, 147 yards. And these Patriots are on a seven-game winning streak. Man, they are 5-0 on the road. Like, we haven't seen this type of success. Man, they're at the top of the heap right now. When it comes to the AFC East, yeah, the Patriots, they got Mike Vrabel in. They got a quarterback in Drake May. They got a running back. The Patriots, are they back? Are they ahead of the Buffalo Bills by two games right now? It's looking real, real good up in New England. I mean, what a quick turnaround. Mike Vrabel, he loves what he's seeing out of his team. He says the effort is amazing.
The first drive and the last drive are the worst ones of the game. Other than that, we got some stops in the red zone when we needed it. We got some three and outs. Guys played hard, and they earned being tired. And they are tired, and we'll have to get them back. And we got a short game, short week, and excited to move on.
Yeah, I mean, next up for them, well, they got the New York Jets. How exciting is that for the Jets? Not exciting for them, but exciting for the New England Patriots. Drake May, and I know people in Tennessee may not want to hear this. Drake May says, man, I love Mike Vrabel. That's my guy.
That's who he is. He's aggressive. He's not going to change. He's it's fun to listen on the headset and just hear kind of what his thought process is. And he's, like I said, the best in the business, and I'm just thankful I get to play for him.
Look, let's get to the postseason, okay? When it comes down to the New England Patriots, what are they going to do in the postseason? And can you imagine these New England Patriots already jumping the Buffalo Bills? The New England Patriots in front of the Buffalo Bills, they secure the AFC East, and the Bills have to get in via wild card. Are we already back here? Like, if the Patriots weren't good enough, they had, what, 5-6 years of stinking to join up? And now they're already back to being one of the best in the league? They could have suffered for another 5 to 10 years, given all the success they had at the beginning part of this century. We don't need this. So the Buffalo Bills, well, they lost to Miami in a shocker, 30-13. And so now I told you, Buffalo is two games behind the New England Patriots. And Drake May, he was asked about the Bills losing and the fact that they were able to jump them quite a few games in the standings. Drake May said, listen, folks, I ain't worried about that.
I know you talked about the stretch ahead. Did you hear that Buffalo lost in Miami today?
Hey, we're not worried about Buffalo. We're about Thursday night. We got a big one. So thank you, guys.
I mean, it's smart, right? I can only control what I can control. Whatever happens in Buffalo happens in Buffalo. We're not playing Buffalo, so I can't do a damn thing about it. In Buffalo, well, yeah, they lost to Miami. They got smoked down in Florida. I don't know. Maybe they were out clubbing the night before. Maybe they were tired. Maybe the humidity and the rain got to them. I have no idea. 30 to 13? Who would have expected that? It was sloppy all over the damn place. Josh Allen had two turnovers, including one interception in the end zone. And Miami scored 17 points off of turnovers and three sacks. And it was just ugly all the way around for the Buffalo Bills. Pretty sad. Hey, head coach Sean McDermott, do you got an answer as to why y'all stunk?
We didn't play well enough today and didn't play a complimentary game. We came out, started slow. We had four or five three and outs there in the first half. Picked it up a little bit in the second half, turned the ball over.
To turn the ball over, man. Three turnovers in the entire game by the Buffalo Bills, which led to 17 points for the Miami Dolphins. It's kind of crazy. I mean, Tua Tagovailoa, who's known to put his foot in his mouth more recently, he says everybody came together to win the game. Okay, Tua, thank you.
We beat a great team today, and I'm proud of the guys in the locker room. Defense did what they needed to do. Offense did what we needed to do to some extent. And then special teams, they did what they needed to do to help us collectively, win this football game. So I'm proud of the team.
Yeah, listen, it's good, or two is good, as long as he doesn't have to think about his thoughts after a loss. He's known to say some stupid things. Well, before games, after games. And so at least he didn't have to think too hard about that one. Meanwhile, you got the losing quarterback, the reigning NFL MVP, Josh Allen. He's like, you know what? You can put this on me. My fault.
Starts with me, so I gotta be better. Starts with a better week of practice. Watch this one, learn from it, get on to next week.
Okay. All right, we can just get on to next week. Buffalo Bills host the Buccaneers up next. Now, we know the Buccaneers, they've dealt with their share of injuries throughout the course of the year. You got Mike Evans with the clavicle, Godwin still with the knee from last year. Things were bound to catch up with Tampa Bay. But I think the Buffalo Bills will be fine. I think they'll still be in the mix in the postseason just because of their experience and the fact that they got one of the best QBs in the entire game, the reigning MVP, Josh Allen. Sean McDermott, though, he was asked about the guys that he has to throw the ball to. Are they good enough, Sean? What are you saying?
There were some things, and there were some times where we weren't open. So it's a combination of the two, right? So it's, again, never one thing. And I'm not really into yards. I'm into real yards in the meat of the game and moving the football. And we didn't do a good enough job there.
Look, it's always been a topic of conversation. Before Stephon Diggs was there, and most certainly now after. Who is that wide receiver? Who's that dangerous threat that can at least, maybe threaten an opposing team's defense, where you don't just kind of clock in on Josh Allen or James Cook? Khalil Shakir is nice. Keon Coleman as a wide receiver is nice in his second year. Maybe he's just always going to be a number two or three. I don't think he'll ever develop into being a one. They decided to bring on Palmer and add him on to the team, but he's just a placeholder right now. They got injuries, guys like Kincaid. That'll always be a concern. Do the Buffalo Bills have enough where Josh Allen doesn't have to be Superman? And I think that's one place that they're always going to have a problem. Stephon Diggs was to be that answer, and he basically whined his way out of town. Let's listen to the head coach, Sean McDermott. Hey, Sean, when you look at this Buffalo Bills team, is this a Super Bowl contender still?
I love these players. I love these players. I do. I love the guys in that locker room.
Oh, okay. All right, you didn't necessarily want to answer the question. That's one way to avoid the question. Just say somebody you love them. But next time you're confronted about something you did wrong in your house, tell your partner you love them. Tell your wife you love them. Tell your husband you love them. Tell your kids you love them. Hey, if you're a kid, hey, did you break my remote control? Did you break my phone? Did you break this? Did you break that? The answer is I love you. After that, you don't have to say anything, okay? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I don't think love is going to fix the gambling problem in baseball. We got an update there. We're getting ready for kickoff on Monday night. We got a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.